Gedroych Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Mel G, and this week on my lovely little podcast, we shall be talking about birds, the Lake District, and crisp sandwiches. Oh, if you like the sound of that, then do have a listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more lustrous chat and some great songs thrown in for good measure. Hey gang, it's Mel G on Magic with the mighty Bush. Bush, it's bank holiday weekend. How are you feeling about that? Thoughts, feelings, analysis.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited. Back in the day, bank holiday weekend was like 3 days of partying, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's like 3 days of gardening.
Oh, mate.
A lot has changed, doesn't it, really?
No. Do you know what? I love a little bit of time in the old jardin. Or, if you don't have a garden, in your pots, on your balcony, wherever it is, just something, some connection with some chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Is it chlorophyll? Oh, no, it's not chlorophyll. That's the stuff that makes you pass out. What is it, the green stuff?
I don't... You might be right.
Is it chlorophyll? No, chloroform.
Chloroform is...
Chloroform's the bad
stuff. Hand over mouth bad.
That's Conan Doyle.
Yeah, we do not advocate you chloroforming anyone. Because I was saying maybe go in your neighbour's garden if they're not there. But don't chloroform anyone this weekend. Let's keep it friendly.
Do you know what I'm going to do, seriously, this weekend? I'm going to get seriously involved with some nature.
Yeah.
This afternoon, after the show, I'm going to go out, I'm going to bark myself up, and I'm going to do something which involves some chlorophyll.
What, like the lady in the Nivea advert? Oh, no, was it? No, not the Nivea advert.
No, Natrel, mate.
Was it Natrel, the lady
yes!
who blended into the tree?
Yes!
Do that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Are you slightly gardening now out of nerves because of the upcoming event of the arrival of the bush baby?
I'm trying to get things in order. Just get things in
yeah.
order. I've been doing a bit of weeding, making sure everything's tidy, and
yes.
then we're good to go.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to even look at the garden, are you? Once the baby arrives,
no.
garden schmarden for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all about nappies and stuff.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Father Blackbird at the moment, aren't you? You're flying out of the nest. You're collecting an oversized twig
yeah.
and you're bringing it back and you're placing it in a sort of nest-like formation.
That'd be cool.
Sweet.
I love that analogy.
With a yellow eye.
Yeah.
Your blackbirdy yellow eye.
Hopping down, picking up. Do they collect, like, shiny stuff as well?
So that's a magpie, mate, usually.
Can I be a magpie?
No, I don't like magpies. They're horrid. They're really vicious.
Jump down and pick up, like, bits of foil and that and then...
No, I don't like those. And okay. They have weird, greasy legs.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say about magpie before.
I don't like magpies.
So I'll just be a blackbird.
A little friendly blackbird.
Are they friendly?
You've got a lovely throaty call.
Really?
I was about to try and do a Percy. What was his name? Oh, do you remember him, the guy that did the bird impressions?
Well, I mean, is it not Johnny Morris?
Oh,
no, that he used to do the talking
Morris.
Of the animals.
He did the talking llamas and so forth. No, there was an amazing guy. Not Percy Thrower, he was the gardener on Blue Peter. Percy somebody, we'll find out his name. He used to do amazing bird impressions.
Did he?
All throughout the 60s and 70s.
He was a big hit.
He was a big hitter. Are you looking up the name? Percy...
Edwards.
Percy Edwards.
Percy Edwards.
Back in the 70s, my friend, Percy Edwards, he's the guy that did bird impressions if you've only just joined us. So he'd do a sort of... records. We had a 45-inch single of Percy Edwards just doing
of things that sounded like just could be birds.
But he was absolutely brilliant.
If you're a kid and you've been moaning to your parents recently about the download speeds of your PlayStation 4, have a little think about what Mel's just described there. That's how people used to entertain themselves.
That was our recourse.
Yeah.
It was going and putting Percy on the old...
An old fella with a roll neck doing impressions of birds.
Oh,
as good as it got.
Oh, he was lovely. He also did a really good... And do this at home, gang. Join me. Get a glass if you're in the kitchen or somewhere near a glass. A pint-sized glass is really good. I've got one in my right hand as we speak. Not for any naughty reason.
Nope.
It just happened to be there. And this is a Percy Edwards trick. This is a lion. So get the glass just to the side so you're kind of making an echo. And then... That's good, isn't it?
That is very, very good.
So you do a sort of... How would you explain that? It's a kind of... It's an intake of breath, and
yeah.
you go... So it's like a snore.
Yeah, because without the bottle or glass, it sounds
it's a
bit
snore.
Like a pig.
Yeah, it's a pig or a snore. Put the glass on it.
suddenly got the end of the movies with the lion out the front, haven't you?
I probably owe some money to the Percy Edwards estate for having done that, because that's copyrighted, my friend.
That's PRS. That's £1.50 for doing
in
that.
In it, it's PRSE Edwards.
Yay!
Oh, come on.
Have some of that.
It's... What's going on, Bush?
I don't know. We're a bit giddy.
It's bank holiday giddiness. It's because we know we've got Monday off.
That's what it is.
It's a long weekend. It's Mel G on Magic here with the Mighty Bush. We've got some great music coming up after this. Hey, team, it's the bank holiday. That, come on, that's good, isn't it? That is a ruddy good thought. Saturday, yeah. Sunday and Monday, 3 for 2. 3 for the price of 2.
3 for the price of 2.
Oh, I'm going to wear some special trousers on Monday to celebrate.
I'm going to get my hair braided like teenage girls on holiday.
Oh.
Just because it's the, you know, bank holiday weekend.
Cornrows or just normal?
I think get cornrows.
Oh.
That'll be good. I'm going to get cornrows.
I might put some fake tan on.
I might
celebrate.
Get a henna tattoo.
Oh, what would you have?
A Celtic cross.
Oh, always.
Always Celtic
always.
Cross.
Always. Always, always the go-to. It's Bush's go-to. it's your indie side, isn't
it? All right, I'll get some barbed wire done.
Oh, good lad.
Barbed wire on me guns.
Good lad. Little pair of scissors and some cut marks.
Yeah.
Or a clown's tear.
A clown's tear, yes.
Down the side of your face.
Yes, indeed.
Goody. Now, oh, the jolly music indicates that it is the one, the only, the Ledger of Ledge. We love the Ledger. It is our special book where we place the little things in life. It's hard to tune with this song, isn't it?
It's almost without any form of key.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it very jumps difficult. Between keys.
You were on there for a bit.
I know, and then I lost it.
It's like, you know, when someone's swinging on the end of a bonnet on in like an action sequence of a movie, they shook you off at the end. You're on there for a bit, though.
I once saw a lady hanging on to the front of a car in
really?
Our residential street. It was unbelievable, mate.
Who was driving it?
I don't know. I think she was having a bit of a row with someone.
Oh, my God.
It was quite scary. They were only going at about 10 miles an hour, but it was still scary. Listen, every week we like to shine the spotlight onto a little dark corner where resides something that doesn't usually get sung about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Kind of big it up.
Do you know what I'm going to put in the Ledger of Ledge this week, Bush?
Go on.
And I would like you, please, to render it in your inimitable ink fashion. I'm going to put Ullswater.
Whoa.
Ullswater, the most beautiful lake of the Lake District. I hope I'm not offending anyone who loves the lakes as I do by saying it's the most beautiful. But frankly, my friends, it is. So deal with it.
I didn't know there was a choice. I thought there was just one big lake in the Lake District, hence the name.
Oh, hang on. I need to actually... I'm leaving, gang.
Come on
It's
now.
Been a great 2.5 years. I'm actually leaving. What, you thought there was one lake in the Lake District?
One big, massive, big lake. The Lake District.
Oh, Bush.
Look, there's a place up north where there's a massive lake.
Oh,
how many
Bush.
Lakes are there, then?
There are loads.
Are there?
Grasmere, Coniston, Ambleside, Ullswater, Windermere, Hawswater, Brotherswater, Derwentwater, to name but a few.
That sounds like doing the register at a private school. I didn't realise there were so many lakes. Well,
80?
I never.
There are probably upward of 30.
Get out of town.
Yeah, man.
Really? Do you know what they should do? They should knock them through and just do one massive lake and then really get on the map.
I can't deal with this. Please help me. Somebody out there, feel my pain. Send me a lifeline. Help me. Oh, my days. And yes, Bush, sheep are the bigger version of lambs.
I'm learning every week on this thing. I'm growing.
Listen. Stop that and just please render Ullswater, which is one of the many lakes. Oh, what am I going to do, gang? In the Lake District. Thank you, Bush. Off he goes. Well, that's fine for you to say that, Huey Lewis, and your news. Look who I'm ruddy stuck with. I mentioned the Lake District, and he thought it was one big lake. One big lake, Bush. How big did you think this lake was?
Absolutely massive. Like, on a map of a normal map of Britain, size of a 10-pence piece.
Really?
That big. Otherwise, why bother naming the whole area after it? But, do you know what I mean?
What did you think the lake was called?
I thought it was called, like, Windermere or something. Is that one of the lakes?
Yeah, Windermere is the biggest lake. To be fair, it is.
But,
well,
like,
done.
A huge... I didn't think there were other lakes. I just thought it was one massive lake.
There are loads of lakes. There are big ones, small ones, some with funny packaging with writing on the side. I've chosen Ullswater because it is, In my view, and I know there are lots of lakes in the Lake District, it is, in my view, the most sensational and beautiful. It's in the National Park. It's just ruddy stunning.
Why is it so good?
Oh, it's just gorgeous, Bush.
Really?
It's the sky is big. The colours are beautiful. The smells of the bracken and the grass. There are deer rutting come October time.
Rutting.
The colours. When you swim in the lake and you emerge, you feel reborn.
Do people do nudie swimming in there?
Yeah, we do.
Do you? You go nudie swimming?
Yeah, we get our necks off.
The whole family, the whole Gedroych clan in
there.
Well,
the kids get slightly embarrassed
now. I bet they're mortified,
those two.
It's
not good for teenagers.
Oh, I bet it's not
good for teenagers. But the parents, we sometimes get a little bit, let's go and have a little nudie swim. but don't tell anyone.
We'll keep that quiet.
There was quite a lot of blue algae in Ullswater this year, which was a problem because it was very harmful for dogs. But luckily, it only lasted a few days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. It
and
passed.
You've done a lovely picture of Ullswater. You've done a it's actually lovely. It's a beautiful. There's clouds scudding across the sky. A couple of little birds and some trees and some greenery.
It looks a bit like a pond, not a lake, but you get the idea.
It'll do. We must give it its Latin name. We always do every week.
We do.
It is Ullus aquarabilis, i.e. Ullswater.
Yeah.
One of many lakes, Bush.
All right.
Many lakes.
All right.
In the Lake District. Thank you very much.
I'm going to get myself up there. I've always wanted to go there on
a
holiday.
Have you never
been? No, I'm going to get myself to the airport. What's it called again?
Carlisle International.
Carlisle International.
No, it's Melvin Bragg. Melvin Bragg International.
I'm going to get myself up there.
Yeah, you go to Bragg International and tell us, report back.
I'll tell you my favourite lake.
Yeah, from the many lakes, not just the one big lake. Oh, dear.
Do you know what? I learned clarinet at school. I always had my eye on the flute. I wish I learnt flute.
Oh, because of the... What, because there was somebody you fancied in the flute department?
All the pretty girls learnt flute. No. Well, there might be pretty girls that do clarinet that I'm not aware of, but when I was learning, it wasn't. It was just me
and
some lads.
You do mention the clarinet quite a lot, Bushy.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should take it up again.
Do you reckon I would know anything if I put it back together?
Yeah, have you still got your reed?
I haven't got any of it.
What?
I haven't got any of the clarinet. We sold it.
Oh.
At a car boot sale.
Oh, what? To buy food?
To buy food. Oh, yeah, it's like Bush. Angela's Ashes.
Oh, Bush.
I know, so I don't know. Do you have an instrument that you used to play that
Yeah,
you...
the piano.
Can you still rattle anything out on
no,
it?
No, listen to this. This is absolutely true. When I was 14, I was really lax on my practising.
Uh-huh.
And my mum got really annoyed and said, look, if you don't practise, I'm going to get rid of the piano and buy a hi-fi. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Came home one day, no piano. I said to mum, where's the piano? And she said, look at the hi-fi downstairs in the kitchen.
Wow.
She's hardcore, mum.
Were you, like, really good or were you happy that you got a hi-fi?
No, I was practising for grade 6.
Wow, I love parents that actually follow through on that.
She
threats.
Follows through, my mum.
Big time.
She is not an empty threater.
If she says it, what's her first name?
Rosemary.
If Rosemary says it, she flipping means it.
Oh, she's brilliant like
Rosemary,
that.
Rosemary, mark my words, Gedroych.
Yeah, I never took grade 6 as far as I can remember because there was no piano to practice on.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, strong. It was the 80s.
Unbelievable.
Things were more hardcore in
they
those
were,
days.
They really were. Bum, bum, bum.
Boddington's.
So, Mel, you're training for your performance, your play, your music. Is it a musical?
It's a musical, mate, yeah.
You're training for your musical. Then the dinner bell goes.
Yeah.
And you all go off because it's like fame.
Yeah.
But what do you do? Go in a canteen? You bust your trays in a canteen?
We all hang together in the queue and then we get really, really musical theatre food, i.e. a big sort of stack of salad with hummus on top, dressing, nuts, chia seeds.
Great big milkshake.
Yeah, milkshakes and muffins and stuff. Oh, I love it.
Oh, and then you all sit, you're like together?
We all sit together, mate.
Do you?
Well, on separate tables. I'm on my own, obviously.
Oh, no.
Can't they
sit with you? Let me sit with you.
There are little tables of 3 and 4 and 5. It's lovely. It's so communal, the whole thing.
Do you get a bring a friend to work day? Can I come in with you one day
to
sit there?
I'd love that.
That'd be good. And sit at the back. Who's he with? Oh, he's Mel's friend.
Oh, I'd love you to do that.
He's playing on my Nintendo or something like that.
Oh, I'd love.
I'd love to do that.
I'd love to bring you into the musical theatre fold. We'd all surround you and say, Bush, we love you.
Would it be like a scary cult?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
We'd be like druids and we'd sort of envelop you in some muslin and take you into our burgundy bosom. It'd be very strong, Bush. Any time, any day of the week, we're rehearsing 6 days a week, not 5.
Wow.
6 days a week, mate. This is serious. This is Stephen Sondheim. You do not muck about with Sondheim. Yeah? go wrong with a bit of that. You just can't. It's a tune. It's a great tune. It's a song that you love. It's gorgeous.
Perfect for a bank holiday weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Rack up your little magic playlist for the bank holiday. Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what bank holiday food are you having?
Oh, now, I'm going to go, I think, for folding food.
Yeah.
Stuff that you can just fold up.
Just fold it up.
And just put into a little bag and go off somewhere.
Like tortillas and stuff like that.
Yeah, falafels.
Wraps.
Oh, I love falafels.
I love falafels.
I love a falafel wrap, actually.
Yeah, I'm a bit intimidated about wrapping them, but once I know what I'm doing, I'm fine.
Mate. You need some slaw.
Yeah.
Sorry for using that word.
It's fine.
Slaw, falafel, garlic sauce, hummus, and something else.
And something else.
Salsa.
Salsa on the top of it.
Oh, I'm obsessed with that.
I love it.
Oh.
Where can we get that round here right now?
Oh, let's go and find some.
Let's go and, like, break into somewhere and get it.
Yeah.
And eat it.
Mel G here on Magic. Bush, how's your week been, my love?
Mel, I promised you a story about birds, didn't I?
Bird story, come on.
Let me, because we talked a bit, let me do it as a headline and then we can come back.
Good, good.
So this, it might be the most middle class thing that's ever happened to anyone.
Right, come on.
But check this out.
Yeah.
We found a blackbird in our wood-burning stove in the lounge.
You're joking.
Me and my daughter Erin sat there watching Comedy Network, as we watch all the time, and we heard this weird noise. Fluttering noise, weird noise. Like, what is that? Oh, forget about it. Later on that day, so like a couple of hours later, we were sitting down as a family with some food, heard that noise again. I opened the wood-burning stove door.
Yeah.
So we'd not been using it, obviously, because it's the, you know,
I was going to say,
it's hot in summer and everything.
Oh, thank goodness.
And a blackbird flew out. Bounced off one wall, bounced off the other wall, leaving soot deposit as it goes, and then flies out the main window, out into the garden.
I think that's a very, very good omen.
You think it is?
I do. If it was a magpie, I'd be very, very worried about the next 9 years of your life.
Yeah.
But blackbird.
You think it's a good omen, good sign?
Yeah.
Wicked.
24 blackbirds baked in a pie. Something out of Tavendale, hanging out the wash. Then in the garden, hanging out the cloth. And along came Jenny Wren and pecked off her nose.
Is that positive? None of that sounds positive.
That was I don't know what just happened there, but it was an amalgam of salient and good rhymes.
Yeah.
That mean good things.
It worked for me.
I would say 24 years of good luck are coming your way, my friend.
This is such great news.
Was it distressed when it came out of the stove?
Seemed fine just to get the hell out of there, to be honest with you.
And was it building a nest in there?
We haven't looked up there since.
How long had it been in there?
I don't know. I think it might have been in there for some time.
It must have flown down the ruddy chimney.
I know.
Oh, that's adorable. I love nature, Bush.
Isn't nature great?
Oh, I love little nature. That's amazing, though.
What a surprise in the middle of your day when you're watching telly.
Yeah, amazing. What were you watching at the time? Do you remember?
Still Cartoon Network all day long.
Oh,
she's obsessed.
So
kids and holidays, huh? Get outside, kick a ball around.
Yeah, exactly. Go and pick some blackberries.
Yes.
Mamma Mia too, Bush. You've got to get there, man.
My other half, Katie, wants to watch it imminently.
It's so good. I cried, I wept, I howled like a young banshee. I'm not one of Susie's.
You're one of the other banshees.
A real banshee.
How many people are in that film? The poster's got about 30 people on it.
Oh, more than that, mate.
It's like a cameo bonanza.
Oh, so good. It's so good. It's like they're let loose and they are just playing.
Are the two blokes, Benny and Bjorn, in it?
Yeah.
Are they as Benny and Bjorn, or are they just playing like
no,
local
I'm not going to say. One of them features as a university professor.
Really?
Yeah, you've got to keep your eyes peeled for him. And the other, where does he appear? Oh, is he playing the piano?
Just pops up.
Yeah, he's playing the piano. Oh, it's really funny.
Do you know what? Even if I don't like the film, I'll watch it for Benny and Bjorn spotting.
Good. And another amazing summer film is The Festival.
Yes.
Really, really funny.
Supposed to be very, very good.
It's not aimed for our age group necessarily, Bush. It's for the young'uns.
The young'uns, okay.
It's the in-betweeners people that have made it.
Okay.
Oh, it's racy, it's naughty, it's very, very V funny.
Good. Well, we're going to endorse it on this show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Paddington, Paddington, Paddington 2. Paddington, we love you. Yes, we do. Bush, which crisp makes the perfect crisp sandwich?
I love crisp sandwich. I love crisp sandwiches more than anything on this planet.
When did you last have one?
I had a Worcester sauce flavour crisp sandwich about 2 weeks ago.
Was it a Monster Munch?
No, normal Walkers type run-of-the-mill crisps. Lots of butter on white bread.
Gosh.
Thick breads as well is even better.
Oh.
I don't think you can get better than Walkers. than Worcester sauce flavoured crisps.
Worcester sauce. Do you know what I'm thinking? And this would be dirty.
Absolutely dirty.
Oh, dirty, dirty.
X-rated.
This would be the best crisp sandwich I can imagine right now. Mm-hmm. White bread, slatherings of marge, and some frazzles.
Frazzles.
Oh, my God.
Is that too much, Mel? I don't know if that's too much.
Actually, it would repeat badly, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, though?
Let's pull it back. Let's say hula hoop.
Hula hoop? You'd have to smash it with, like, a lump hammer or something to get it more flat, wouldn't you? You're very off the beaten path with your choice of crisp, Mel.
Oh, I'm literally salivating.
I'm salivating.
Maybe a cheese and onion, bog standard.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
A C&O, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Just the crunch of it when you're eating it is just the best thing on this planet.
But it's the counterpoint of the butter going into the crunch with the enveloping bread around it.
Weirdly, though, doesn't work with brown bread. Crisps aren't here with brown bread. What a waste of time that is.
No, forget it.
Get out of town, brown bread.
Yeah. Well, if you had brown bread, then probably you'd have a lentil crisp in it, wouldn't you? With some sort of coconut oil instead of butter.
Stop ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, you ruddy brown bread eaters.
There's a time and a place for you, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But not in crisp sandwich world. Get out.
Thank you so much for listening to our lovely podcast. Hear more fun with a capital N at the end, like that, every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.